I have always wanted to write a book. It's funny, as this has come out, people have been writing me and saying, "I remember you talking about writing a book when you were in third grade or, you know, second grade." Old elementary school teachers are writing me this. So yes, always wanted to write a book. Murray kind of came up, I guess, as a surprise. I started putting this book together, I think, in 2018, and I'm writing about this small town and this funeral home in a small town. And as I'm writing the book, I'm noticing that some of these places and these roads and the exact locations, they're all real, real spots. And I'm saying it's in this made-up town, but it's actually Murray. So after about 6 months of trying to get around it, I just thought, you know what, just make it a real place. And yeah, that's how it came up. So I didn't expect it. It just, I was writing what I knew.
What part of the book came to you first?
The very first chapter. I remember Matt and I talking about, I think it was either our junior or senior year in college, but we always joked about this story that we heard about two brothers or this family who ran a funeral home who had gotten caught selling off body parts for money. And we thought that was just hysterical. And so we always came up with these ideas about what would this crazy funeral home be like. And I had to write for some online publication this, you know, 1,000-word short story. And I wrote that first chapter about this older brother opening his closet door and looking down, and there's this black trash bag of human remains. And he has no clue why it's in there. And he calls his younger brother up, and the younger brother's like, "Oh, I forgot to tell you that that was in here. Let me explain." And that's where it kicks off. So I've had that story or that scene for maybe 5 years. And then in 2018, it just kind of went from there.
Would people from Murray recognize places or maybe even personalities at all from reading your book?
I think that they will recognize places. I don't know about personalities. I've not written anybody in particular into the book. I've had family members contact me and say, "Oh, I see this person in your family in the book," but it's never anything that I had planned. You know, likely we all know people who have these kind of personalities, but it should not be somebody saying, "Oh, this is this person exactly." No. But as far as locations go, absolutely. I think people will recognize where I'm talking about. I do mention actual street names. I will mention locations like the Court Square, parts of Paducah, parts of Murray. I think the Asbury Cemetery shows up in the book. Murray Cemetery shows up in the book. So people should be able to kind of get a feel for these are the real spots. Actual restaurants, businesses, those are changed. But yeah, they should be able to know exactly where I am.
Have you had earlier attempts at writing a novel, and how did they end up?
Oh, I feel like most other writers in this sense that I've tried to write several. And they get about two or three chapters in, and you know, things start to distract and I lose interest. So this was, I think, the second time that I've tried to write a story, and I just can't get away from it. Things are drawing me back in. I'm getting excited about it. And so this one, I wrote a play a few years back, that's not published, but this was one that I just could not walk away from.
So you say this story kept coming back to you over and over again. What is it about the narrative that you've created in Berger's Brothers Family Funeral Home that you think finally drove you to completion?
I honestly think it was the two main characters. I mean, even when Matt and I used to joke about these guys or joke about this family, gosh, when was that? 2007, so over 10 years ago. So I would notice myself even still 5 years ago thinking about this crazy funeral home family and coming up with these story ideas in my head. And so when I sat down to write it, that's what was really driving me. I didn't have any plan for where is this going to end up. I just thought, okay, I have this first scene. I have these two personalities of an older brother who doesn't want this funeral home anymore and the younger brother who will do anything he can to keep it. What happens next? And so I just kept writing and laughing and thinking, you know, here's something crazy. How are they going to deal with it? So really, it was a mystery for me to write it. That was part of the fun, is just seeing what happens. And I developed this character of a small town police officer who is, he's been in Murray. You don't know why he's still there, but he has this difficult time with speaking. He has a stutter. So all these odd, interesting characters just are part of the reason why I kept thinking, I got to finish this story. I want to see where it goes.
It seems sometimes that writers talk as much about their writing process as they do about what they've written. Stephen King, you know, has a certain number of words or pages that he likes to write every day. I mean, what was your journey like with this book? Did it come in fits and starts, or did you have steady production?
It's funny that you mentioned Stephen King, because his book on writing was a godsend for me. I think I've read that maybe two or three times in the last 3 years. But he mentioned that same thing that you said about picking a certain number of words to write a day. And so I'd been playing with this story maybe for 3 or 4 years before 2018. And I thought in January, you know what, I'm just going to write it. I'm going to quit talking about it and do it. So I made this goal of no matter what, I will put down 500 words a day. That seems realistic. And I did. So every day, like probably 6 days a week, I would sit down and I would write. And that's one thing that he said, you know, writers are always writing. Even if you have no clue what you're going to say, just sit down and do it. Don't go back and edit. And that's what I would do. So every day, 500 words, I would not go back and read what happened the day before. I would just keep pushing through. And I eventually increased that to 1,000 words a day. So 6 days a week, 1,000 words a day came out. But the interesting and fun part was I had no clue what I was going to write. And I'd say probably 95% of the time, it just flows out of you, which writers talk about, that the characters kind of write themselves, and I did not believe until I wrote this. It really does happen, that they just kind of come out, and as long as you'll sit down and do the work.
I've noticed that your book, it's available as an ebook on Amazon. What was the process of actually getting it to where the public could read it?
That was pretty difficult. I did try to go through regular publication. I tried looking for an agent, and it was a learning process for me because I wasn't sure exactly how that process was going to go. The feedback that I got from agents was very interesting. Some of the things that they were pointing out as far as why they couldn't take it, I was just completely floored by. But once I got past that, I had a friend of mine say that they got picked up for their book, and this was in the middle of 2018. And you know, I said, congratulations, how soon is it coming out? And they said, it won't be out until 2020, late 2020. I thought, oh my gosh, that takes forever. So I thought, you know what, let's do it myself, and maybe I can get it out faster. Not the case. It took just about a year, almost a year and a half, to get this book ready for public to see, just going through the editing, going through the illustrations that are inside of it, because there are 7 different illustrations, getting it formatted. I now understand why publishing a book takes nearly 2 years, because it's a lot of work involved.
Clayton, do you have any final words about the book or just, I guess, the exhilaration you feel in having completed it and having it available?
You know, it is pretty exciting seeing a finished product. I put on my website that one of the reasons, or probably the only reason that I write is just I write stuff that I want to read. I read to be entertained. And so that's what I hope that this story is. It's really just something fun for people. It's a dark comedy about a family in a small town who run a funeral home. And it's supposed to be fun. And so this being part one of the book, it originally started as this 500-page epic, I guess you could say, that got cut in half. So the second part will take more of a turn, and it will focus more on Land Between the Lakes and what they find there. But for this one, yeah, just a fun story about a family and their funeral home.